What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Come off it, yeah. I think it's as low as you can get. Like, I thought that was as bad as it gets in terms of trying to claim this, you know, you're humble and no dickheads and all this.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, All Blacks head coach Scott Robertson addresses Jonathan Sexton's Rieko Ioane quotes. We hear from the travelling Munster party as they prepare for back-to-back URC fixtures in South Africa. And Steve Borthwick breaks his silence on Felix Jones' impending departure from the England staff. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, the Munster squad have been acclimatising to South African climes ahead of their back-to-back fixtures with the DHL Stormers and the Sharks. Peter O'Mahony and Ollie Yeager haven't travelled with the rest of the squad as they continue to rehab respective hamstring and neck injuries. There was further bad news on the injury front for Munster last evening, with their front row options further depleted. Josh Witcherly will be out for 4 months following neck surgery, and Mark Donnelly faces 6 to 8 weeks on the sidelines after undergoing an operation to rectify an ankle injury he sustained on the Emerging Ireland tour. In better news for Graham Rountree and co, Billy Burns, Shane Daly and Rory Scannell have travelled, having recovered from respective shoulder, elbow and ankle injuries. Munster attack coach Mike Prendergast says they can't be as wasteful as they were against Leinster last week at Croke Park.
I think the word would be kind of frustration after the game. When you peel it back and you dissect the game, you know, you score two tries, you get a potential disallowed try that wasn't looked at, and then you had two 2v1s 4 or 5 metres from the line that you have to take. Against the best teams, and Leinster being the best team. And we would have spoke about it, that when you do break them, which I felt we did a couple of occasions, especially in the second half, we got in behind them. They're a very good team for creating another ruck, and that's where they come in, and they come up with a big play to stop you. But because of our breaks, they're a good bit out. Distance-wise, we actually had opportunities without them creating a ruck to finish off twice 2v1s, and we didn't, you know. And that's, it was that killer instinct. And I think on the other side, in the first 20 minutes, they did that. Albeit, you know, as we know, one of the scores with 14 men, but they had that, I suppose. They took their opportunities when they appeared, and we didn't. And, you know, it's something we spoke about. It caught us against Glasgow last year in the semi-final, same thing as well. And you're talking 3 or 4 metres. You're talking, you've an awful lot to do to get in behind good defences like that. And it's about the ability of really pulling the trigger and being calm. And I presented this morning to the players and was very honest and frank about it, of all the stuff they'd done well. Because I know from the outside, when you look at the performance and you look at the scoreline for the majority of the game, it looks different than actually what it was. But when you strip it back and you look at those occasions, you've got to be taking them at high level rugby. You know, as I said, you did it. We came up short against Glasgow in a semi final, and against a team like Leinster, you just got to be taking them.
One area where Munster need to improve is the line out, according to Prendergast.
I think in the actual game itself, you know, obviously Leinster have a lot of line out defensive threats and did their homework, done very well. And as the game went on, forwards were figuring it out, and I thought it did improve. But in terms of our overall standards and their first to say it, you know, they need to I suppose, provide a better platform in terms of that, especially, as I said, against the team, no matter who it is, to be honest, Joe, but the bigger games, that's your primary possession, and you need that, and you can't give an opposition like Leinster or top teams or any team, in fact. So, it's something that, every week they're working on it, and it's about, I suppose, more so got to do with being consistent around there all the time.
One of the plus points from last week's defeat at Croke Park for Munster was the return from injury of Tom Ahern. He's been setting the table for what the Stormers will bring this week.
Look, we're under no illusions. They played their first few games away in Europe. So anytime you come down to South Africa, you're expecting a massive battle up front, and they have a lot of speed on the edges as well. So we're just expecting a massive battle for them. It's their first home game of the season. So they're obviously going to be trying to get us. So I think we're just expecting a big physical, fast battle.
Emerging Ireland captain Alex Kendallin, Ethan Coughlin, Evan O'Connell and Ben O'Connor stayed in South Africa on completion of the Emerging Ireland tour, and they met up with the Munster squad in Cape Town yesterday. Mike Prendergast had glowing words today for O'Connor in particular.
Really good talent. Still learning the game, which is even more exciting. He's a very, very, I know I'd speak about it and talk about it, about being coachable, but he's a very, very coachable player that just every day he wants to get better. And you can see it in his game. Even you look at the under-20s, Six Nations last year, even to the Emerging Tour, and some of the quality and some of the aspects of his game, how much they've developed, including his passing game. Obviously, he's a very, what I like about him, he glides when he runs. I played with a player years ago, a very famous Christian Cullen, and he used to glide along the ground. And Ben, to me, reminds me of that kind of, that running style. He glides. He's a very exciting player. There's so much to come from him. And being here with us, and obviously being on the development tour, where he was getting, you know, top class coaching as well from a different voice as well, which is great. So he's in terms of his environments being over with here for the 2 weeks, that's all, you know, that's brilliant for his growth as well, and an exciting player going forward.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Scott Robertson's been deprived of a trio of back rowers ahead of their autumn series, which begins in 10 days' time away to Japan. Ethan Blackadder has a calf injury, Luke Jacobson a fractured thumb, and Dalton Papali'i a hamstring issue. None of the three have been included in the All Blacks squad for their slate of fixtures, which includes a stop at the Aviva on November 8th. 21-year-old uncapped Hurricanes flanker Peter Lakai receives a call-up, as does Chiefs lock Josh Lord. Robertson says Blackadder and Papali'i could receive calls to rejoin the squad if they recover in time. Blues back rower Hoskins Satutu would have received a call-up, according to Robertson, but is suffering from a knee injury.
We were going to bring Hoskins in, but he's injured. So he'd considered over the last couple of days. With his knee and with the scans, he won't come. So we're going to make a call on the next loose forward over the next week or two that will come up. But one of those locks can cover six as well, we believe. And then there's obviously one left. It's great to have Josh Lord come in and get him around the group and the environment. He played incredibly well for Taranaki, so that's the angle we've taken.
Satutu is eligible to play for England and Fiji through his parents, but Robertson seems confident the 26-year-old will stick with the All Blacks.
No, I haven't had a conversation with him in that regard. I just know his contract in New Zealand until 2026, and you know, if he was fit, he would have come away.
Robertson has also spoken about the atmosphere that potentially awaits them in the Northern Hemisphere, with perhaps particular emphasis on the Dublin visit. Jonathan Sexton's comments in his book regarding Rieko Ioane haven't been warmly received, of course, in New Zealand, but Robertson doesn't see the spat as being an issue when they pitch up at the Aviva.
Nah, look, it's a bit of a story, isn't it? It's a bit of history in the channels of time, and had a quick talk to Rieko about it, and, you know, asked how he thought I should discuss it, and he said, no, it's all done, coach. But that's, I think, you know, when people write books and, you know, bring up those moments, it's going to create chat and talk, and it's part of the game. You know, it doesn't matter what game and what sport, you know, you've got those little rivalries and, you know, look, but there's still a lot of respect that we need to show.
Centre Henry Slade and flanker Tom Curry have recovered in time to make England's 36-man squad for their autumn internationals. First choice scrum half Alex Mitchell is out with a neck issue. George Ford is also missing, with Steve Borthwick saying he could return if his fitness improves. England begin their campaign against New Zealand on November 2nd before matches against the Wallabies, the Springboks and Japan. Borthwick was asked today about the departure to the Ireland staff of their head of strength and conditioning, Alan Walters, and also the resignation resignation of Felix Jones. The former Munster and Ireland fullback is to work remotely as he serves a 12-month notice period. The England head coach spoke to Sky Sports' James Cole about those defections.
I think that two really top quality coaches who've added a lot in the time they've been with the England team. And Al Edson in particular, I worked with him for a good number of years. Surprised, yes. Disappointed because they're really good coaches and I enjoyed working with them. It's part of life when in elite sport, I suppose, in elite environments. Some people move on, some people get other opportunities and decide they want to head in a different direction, whatever that direction that might be. I think the real positives are that one, recruiting Dan Tobin from a strength and conditioning side, who's an excellent coach. I've been really impressed by him. And Joel Abd, coaching defence, who's been able to join us so quickly, which I feel really, really grateful for. I also wanted to bring Phil Morrow into the team. That's not been able to be possible at this stage, but hopefully it'll be possible at a stage in the not-too-distant future.
Felix Jones cited an unstable working environment. Did that surprise you?
It's certainly not something that I think is a characteristic I recognise. I think that we have a coaching that's got a strong foundation together. I think that a number of the coaches I work with for such a long period of time, with Wiggy and Kev and Tom Harris, and Straws is a coach I've known for a long period of time, and has been, I was delighted we were able to bring him into the coaching team earlier on this year. He's a guy I've spoken to for a long time. So it's not necessarily something that I've recognised, not something that the members of the management team necessarily fed back on. In some ways, we run a clear routine and checklist in our coaching environment. So, again, potentially a little surprising, but for us, we move on. That's change is part of elite sport. It doesn't matter what happens. There's always some positive or feedback or some criticism that happens around the team. That's just part of being an elite sport.
Does it make you question the environment and maybe adapt?
I think that the reflection is always a part of our programme. And that I speak to the coaches about that. I spoke to the players last week, essentially, about the importance of us ensuring we're constantly reflecting on what we do better on the field and off the field. I think I'm sure you've chatted to many of the players about the environment. It's one they're excited to be in, and it's one they're enthusiastic about. And if people decide that they don't necessarily want to be in this environment going forward, and a couple of people have made that decision, that's okay. I wish them really well. Not against us, obviously, but I wish them really well for the future. And then I'm delighted that Dan's joined and Joe just so committed to this England team going forward.
Felix Jones working remotely, that might look a bit strange from England fans looking on. Does that suggest everything's okay? Or
absolutely. The fact is, Felix has decided he wants to go in a different direction, which is perfectly fine. And when he does finish with the England team, I wish him well with that. I think that we were able then to recruit Joe, who's really excited to be. Part of what we're building here and what we're developing with this great group of players, and we're able to get him at short, effectively reasonably short notice, which has then meant he's leading the defence and there's no requirement for Felix in camp. It's as simple as that. Felix then takes on a role. One of Felix's many strengths is his analysis of the opposition. So that's what we've asked Felix to do, and help with the handover to Joe.
Steve Borthwick there. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.